New Zealand di Bangosimi and aba City Lebongo Wellington and Wellington Access Radio 271.2 FM over on bulletin weekend na turanga marama turbono nilewa and a sanit ni kabani nung gabanua and a samay bukay tukutuku and a bono Lebongo Wellington imbula minaka so abo kong bulletin gani and a the tali and a the nimbula and a the ninganga ni wani turanga o Jesus Christo kaunita ka na po sa nikalaw and a narawan ni kuwa and a biba ungeti and a bitumbiri ki weekend and a singanindai nakinim bulan ni tabutu nakinim bulan ni tao natiko mule vale senda warung tumay umano ni kalaka senda warung tumay na loma ni motuka uno da mga warung uki na matakan ni singanindai sa anong itabi mo wiki na magito weekend and matakan ni singanigua and Wellington Access Radio and 271.2 FM and singanindai ni kuwa unitaka ni na kauti kendaru na kalugin ni ndutan na lebolo ni bingarami and singanindai lakutumbe kamay ni sulan di wangito si mangande si may dagadaka si may wuli si usang may leo ni wulo tunde ito and wano ang New Zealand kapag ito ito na wano alimungo o Wellington o usang mga mula ito ni weekend and asing amin ni kwa na sana raba raba kung ako may kina na asing amin ni kwa na ba may laong beka na kaun robin buwa sa madwata may ba patakira o kandab na may biti tayo lebo rewa Serwa unamusi. Sana mula labi na nga matigil mo sa sana labi ko lang may kina au sa mga mula tugani and asing mula ni kwa na hava tali ni wani turang o Jesus Christo.
Amen. In the basoka wani turang asing mula ni kwa praise the church ni mada may pinang kasaliw. Amen. Greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you have followed us through our Facebook page and we would like to say greetings all the way from here for shores at the FDB ground, and we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you foreign zone as well as island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the Central as well as the Eastern Division that comes all the way from Nyambo and Wainimbuka. And not forgetting Korobo, let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the Central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. Worship centers. So we came in the Western Vatican and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. And Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talanga Se Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the Melotikin and for sure, Malati Visovikin, the Kokenda Semberini vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only, Kwesimberini Dulavawati. But at the gymnasium, the locality, even one on the Lelotikin, they've been a Katikin and the Menda vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So that is why we moved the service to the foreshore, so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikotalanga, we welcome on the weekend. So we can sell Niloniloti, Niloniloti weekend. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can understand Niloniloti New Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Akeron during the call to save you. Nakabaka level for the time taken to come and join us. And not only that, for the hearts that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to the Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the new Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend new Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. Wakabula tanga wiki na nati kuna bi wali ni bivesu. Bono da manda wakarong mekina wakatali tina na bi wali ni mbula. Wiki na nati kui viti wakatali tina wiki mani na wakarong iti mai wano tani na bono da mangani wakarong iti mekina singi na kanikoa. And don't request the local wiki tina mai TV na mada osawati. Kabakabota wiki na nda wakarong iti mani kuna wali bivesu kimi ni sana chini iti mekina na program. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the you know, the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell you that Ramadan, the Bakaro to Manikua, the Munoza Bakaro to Kin, I know you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning, we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. So we can go to the Malavala that came to the Sangin Tombo. The Manada Miko Tikokina, Kakovakando Miko Kaiko, Gosaiza Vanimbula. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can. And I'm like, okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done is so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure, and also allow the Lord to give their heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and dami tika nabiwa lini mbula to bimate sakame kubwe kubuni wae sasangi ni rawa. So we can just log in mbula. You're actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We wali ni bula zawi kon dawa chiko kene ni kwa. Kako ni kwa katara na mati kwa chiko ngore viko. Me me kotele na nomu bula ni bambota. Maro taka na nomu kalo. Maro taka na nomu turang. Wakitara ito na maro. Find the joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed. And you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pe kenda pagiti ko ikan na turangan na marama thorbo nung nilaw ay nasa na tinigabani nung tawanua. And the service that you may na television may kandabu yatul may viti yatulau. Bigam do may lawida kung do malombula. Pinabagali po na sa matiyo may kung do may namukailaw may kambara may mode may koma may watongonyata may watoa may wano ilaw fulang na matakiyo ngayon nimbula binaka may lakemba may didiya wano mbala mango katufang at tubuda nimbula binaka and sa matakanisi ka ninday may na asa sa mwala may tutoya watalaki na may nungu enyo nivasun manamuka may matuku nimbula binaka watalaki na may mwala nimbula binaka sa nimbula may wano batu watalaki na may kandabu may zake ono kutu sumusar gira nimbula binaka ato yaso mamalabu nimbula binaka kemudu may nasosu may nabiti kumatala kina kemudu may alombi may waya darunga da tukuna tukuni alo nikua da baga bina binaka tukubana turanga hena singa binaka nikua. We were just claiming that Yasawa will become a region darunga da nikua na tukuni alo may ingaswe na nakaya tusa nakatiko hemeni nakawo tusa naka. The things that you confess you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Hemeni nakawo baga tusa nanduna singa na tomba le maiweko.
Hallelujah.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Wala mula tal sa weekend na turangan na marama sa rubunong nilawa sa kalabaw obisa. We stay sa nito doko ni obisa. We lori to doko ni obisa. Nimbula binaga nindo siya matikumay. Sa ganyan mula labi bikin mo nina sa kalabaw matayvalo. Dalay na mbuwa may dalay na maka may wayabi may lotoka kapatuloy kuka may lambasa. Nimbula binaga. We kemba kede ni matayvalo. Nimbula binaga. We kemundo mo na vendel ninu kumay senay. Nimbula binaga. May Syria na vendelana. Nimbula binaga. Ena singa binaga nikuwa. Nero itabi mega roba mula tiku weekend na singa binaga nikuwa. Sa talani mula labi weekend na leo imiti ni lakabangi to bala laka wangande magabuli se kemu ni sa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde ya bulo ni tiku kina kima misa waga mula tuga ina foswa totoka tulan raki tobo suwa waga lindi marabu lalu rei tunai sa sokolami wa ingena kitali ngayon basi kali bumai ombega iviri awa waga talaki wana enu de tambongo enu mayas matangani singa ninda inda waga bili binaga waga lebu wana kalu waga susu manda wala turanga kabi kwa ya toga esa mugu zi mubu tukuna zange free kukai reza tukuna matali singa singa ni shaubi
emeni
emeni iku somo na liwa liwa iku somo na wai iku na kalowe somo na katumai uga mailo malangi kina matali singa merli wisa ume na ngawla ni yata baba takinoa kina zange rau zi nguba usama lima zi nguba talingua senga wakandua ni vau stail na zange sulia na kalowe na singa wina kanikua kabi kenda ni voltambu ena mazi una kena wase tini kandua ruso mbuka walu ruso mbuka diwa kina tolso mbulu dula kumai vya kukim Ola ni dolata, ola ni dolata, ola ni dolata. Eso sa, ola ni dolata sa andreke, so sa andreke andreke sa era, so sa era era sa biu. Gai kato kuti sundolang baby, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. Kau gandulo baby, kui kimdo bando sa, ola ni dolata ni dolata bibi, kau na pagdi kui kimdo. Hallelujah. Doctor weekend, doctor weekend kimdo na nungi bua. Emeni.
Emeni.
Ni sarara na nungu ibu angai mamanda na nungu dola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yano be shureti uo sibi ndondua. Ke tutu na be shureti. Ngo indo na be shureti ni. Uo sibi ndondua. And every time the program 10:30, every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan wal tamuri sambula bosa di kalau kau kau hangat sara kemuzungan iselu ombatirua mesuaka kawasia mesuaka kawasia kemal ezuru mangai bagatakila mesuaka gay wasia ezuru mangai bagatakila mai nak aku sini kila
emeni
emeni mena hel talaga na ona mena nanduri mata ikuaya kendara rebe ikuaya kasih talaga ni dua kak kendara rebuni tagarawa kembali matangan ni sekian indai. The solution to every problem that we have.
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's a mental. The answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. Waga unge titi ko na biso ko sa ngolo tuwa Kristo. Hindi na kamo si titi ko na lo tuwa Kristo. Kena daulang at walebo na lo tuwa Kristo sa ambule tigo nindai. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge. kembale ni bishule tetu na kalo dola kwa mbiao mai kwa mai kwa elenga kwa enera kwa matamboko kwa matareba kwa eta mtu niyao kwa enda mnebua kwa kwa lame lako todo mai ni lako todo mai kwa magandua na ewona nizolata na izolo mbibi kalimi mekana watibu kalimi na lubemu nduwe moshi meiko nduwe mwole kamiko nga ina numatiko ekali tiko na kalo sekali tiko sekali tiko ekali tiko kwa ya hino mataka nisige ni kwa menda lako maibi kwa ya hino mataka nisige ni lai dama ingara wikwa bagaya aloka baga indira kauta maina numundu izolo zola kenera kani wolta munisa ando na numi kenda na kalo ene sige minaka ni kwa niko mbera ni mbimbi moibale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we're just starting. Some of us in the midway. Some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me. Because he alone knows the plan he has for us. The plan to prosper us and never to harm us. And to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has sent us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation, the mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely, sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And a woman was Sit down. He spoke to the wave, sit down and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciples asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind it, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went a separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Baba Cow night. Ngoni nini tongunuti Baba Cow. Langono susurakichumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kito lelima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Thing that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you. His thoughts are still the best for you. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow a ticket. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Oh. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, while we yes. You're gonna tell me that my husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that benefit, yes. Make a decision now and worship him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler, don't allow a truck, don't allow a COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. How shakila na nungu na numa mimbolitira? Nona chukika? Nona tangi chukika? Nona waru laki chukika? Waya ukila tiko na nungu na numa? So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Memba leti kemdo. Sanga tani ngu ikila. Oyu kwa tungu na numu itu matuba. Nga rumo za tungu nikuwa. Na ta. Au kira irandini. Pa uti manda numu itala na mba leta na wayu kukuta ni binu muta. Na una sarili kumikina. What happened? Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. And when he was on the ground, he was on the ground. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated. Stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say, to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone at the Regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels. What the world offers, I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, I began to...